Welcome back to another episode of the Profitable Audience Podcast. Today what we're going to talk about is Twitter. Is this social media platform useless, or is it the best thing since sliced bread?
You know, I use it to troll NBA players. That is my sole.
Do they ever respond to you?
Every once in a while, but not like...
Only KD does, probably.
Yeah, under his fake account. Yeah. Under one of his many fake Twitter profiles. It's funny, because Twitter came out, I think, in 2007. I could be a little bit off on the dates.
And sounds about right, around the right ballpark.
And I started my site in 2006, but then I got serious in 2008. And my ex-husband was like, you need to get on Twitter, you need to get on Twitter. And I'm like, you don't need to tell me what to do. And so, you know how it goes. And sure. So he signed me up for Twitter without me knowing.
Interesting.
So he created a Twitter account for me and was tweeting as me, right? And
that
since you
hilarious.
Know the backstory, you know how angry I would have been when this all came to light. But one day I get an email from one of my readers saying, oh, can I get, where's that link that you put on Twitter for your bread recipe? And I was like, I don't have a Twitter. And then I go on Twitter and I'm like, someone has taken my name and is on Twitter with my name and tweeting out my own content. What is going on? And I'm freaking out. Someone has stolen my identity. And, you know, through the process of me having a complete anxiety attack, I find out that he had set me up a Twitter account and had been tweeting for like 6 months. I had like 1,000 followers.
Wow.
Anyway, so needless to say, we're divorced. And
wait, you got mad at him for that, even though he got you 1,000 followers?
Get out of my business.
Okay.
I mean,
I can see it. I mean, it was giving you traffic to your blog.
It was. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm already on Twitter. I have followers. And I got not serious about Twitter, but I started making it part of my, you know, routine. And this was pre like Facebook pages and things like that. You could have a Facebook account, but you couldn't have a page. So you had a limit of 5,000 friends. So it wasn't really a platform where you had like an unlimited growth potential. And Twitter was, because you could have as many followers as would follow you. So I was pretty serious about Twitter. And back then, like for my type of like home ec lifestyle content, it was pretty effective. Like it drove a lot of traffic to my site. But the real win for me on Twitter was that is where I connected with a ton of PR and marketing people, which led to a lot of opportunities with magazine articles, TV. I connected with the people from Zillow on Twitter. I connected with several big PR agencies in New York that got me deals with like big brands. And so for me, it became less about just putting my content out there and more about networking on Twitter. Kind of like LinkedIn, but on Twitter. I was able to monetize it through Twitter parties and things like that, where brands would pay me to do that kind of stuff. So there was this whole evolution for me. And then after a while, like Facebook for me became really big and Pinterest became really big, and Twitter, I had to let it go. I had to let the stepchild go. And then, you know, 2 years ago, you came to me and said, I'm going to get on Twitter. And I was like,
it was actually just last year.
Oh, was it that last year?
It was last year.
That old thing? What? And you have had some very good success. So that was sort of my evolution of Twitter. And now I'm thinking about getting it back because I've heard about what you're doing and it's very interesting to me.
Well, my journey on Twitter was very different than yours. I mean, first off, I signed up for my own account.
Yeah.
But then I was like, this is like the dumbest thing ever. Like, why can I only put 140 characters?
Yes.
Like, I was literally just going to cut and paste my entire blog post in there.
Of course you were.
That was the first
thing
that I did.
What, 140 characters at a time?
Well, no. I was going to post the whole thing in there. I thought I could just cut and paste. This was before I knew what I was doing. And then it was, like, only the one sentence. I'm like, what the heck? This is the most worthless thing. Like, why don't I just, like, text somebody or whatever instead of this tweeting business? And then I felt like that actually for
years,
a decade, 10 years. Yeah. I felt like that.
It's funny to me. Can we just take a moment?
Sure.
You always talk about how I have such a big mouth and never shut up, right? I managed to maintain a very healthy Twitter life in 140 characters, whereas you, man of little words, We're like 140 characters. Screw this. So yeah, that's a little interesting dynamic right there.
So for 10 years, what I was doing was I had this automated service that would just tweet out my blog posts.
Oh yes, you're one of those.
And it never did well. And I'm like, well, this is pointless. Like, am I supposed to like talk to people on Twitter and like
interact?
You know,
socialize.
I mean, it's social media, right?
Yeah.
And so I never got into it. And then what ended up happening was my buddy Chase Diamond, mm-hmm. He came up to me and said, wait, you're not on Twitter? I was like, well, I'm on Twitter. I mean, at that point, I never looked at the account. I took a look and I think I had like 5,000 followers or something just for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, actually, that's not bad for nothing. I was like, well, I've just been tweeting out my blog posts. He's like, oh, no, that's not the way you use Twitter. Well, and I asked him, so do you get any traffic from Twitter? And he's like, I get better than traffic. I get sales from Twitter. And that's what piqued my interest.
And to be fair, yeah. Chase has got a really great Twitter account. You should follow
him. He does.
He does a really good
Twitter account.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, you know, what was involved, and this turned me off. He was like, oh yeah, I tweet 3 times a day. I'm like, oh God.
3 times a day?
I can't do that.
I don't do anything 3 times a day.
Yeah. But he was like, just try it, and it's only 140 characters. Think about the amount of time it takes you to write a blog post, which for me is like 4 to 6 hours. Mm-hmm. You can put out 140 characters 3 times, whatever 3 times 140 is. Tony, quick.
I don't know, 420.
Anyway, that's less than like a paragraph.
I did it. That was the right answer, wasn't it?
Right. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And so,
we need affirmation. Come on, let's go.
And so I was just like, okay, well, maybe I can give this a try. And then I had him run down the benefits for me.
Okay.
Just to make sure I wasn't like investing a paragraph of my time on this. But he said the networking opportunities are crazy. So what's cool is like you can literally reach anybody on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I've just found this out. I think the beauty of Twitter is that if someone DMs me there, I'm much more likely to respond because I know I'm not going to get this book.
Yes.
Right? On email, I always get books. Actually, the other day, I got this email that was almost 5 pages long.
Whoa.
And then the last sentence, like I just scrolled straight to the bottom. He's like, if you could answer my questions, that would be great. I was like, I didn't see a question in there. It was just like all story. Whereas with Twitter, people only have enough room to just literally send you a question. So that's why I'm much more likely to respond there. So if you guys ever want to get a hold of me, DM me on Twitter. It's probably your best bet. Or not write a book via email.
One sentence and bold your question.
But I've been able to get a hold of people that otherwise would not respond to me in email. And I think it's the same thing, right? Email is just this like cesspool of spam, mm-hmm. and noise, whereas Twitter is just more targeted. So I've been able to reach people on Twitter that never would have answered my email.
Well, and I think that's why I really liked it back when I was using it, was because it was an easy way to have conversations, and it was such a nice way to vet people because, I mean, obviously someone can get my email, someone can get your email, but, you know, if you really connect with someone on Twitter, you can take it off Twitter, right? You can increase your characters by going to a phone call or an email or something like that, but it's a nice way to initially connect with somebody and realize, oh, hey, yeah, I do want to probably figure out something to work with this person on, or that was great, move on.
And then the other thing that I've realized is that it's much easier to go viral on Twitter than it is on social media in general. Actually, you can think of Twitter like the TikTok of words.
Okay, interesting.
It's probably the best way. Because if someone reads your tweet and then they retweet it, that goes out to their followers, like all their followers. And then if someone else retweets it, it's like this exponential chain.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually had tweets that have gotten tens of thousands of impressions just because of that, even with a very small following.
Well, how many followers do you have now? So you started a year ago.
I think I have 24,000 now.
Nice.
I think I started with like 5 or 6,000. I wrote a blog post on this. I don't remember the exact numbers.
But you've seen pretty strong growth.
Well, here's the thing. I actually just checked my stats. And the emails that I get from Twitter is just under a third of my total email subs, which is amazing, right?
Yeah.
So I would say the bulk of them come from the blog and SEO, another small portion from YouTube, but then the rest is Twitter, which I find amazing. And I don't even tweet out my 6-day mini course all that often. I rarely do it. I think people are just looking at my bio and clicking straight over and signing up.
Okay, so let's just go over like some Twitter basics. If people aren't on it, or like me, they gave it up a while ago. So it's still 140 characters.
That's actually, it's 280. They expanded it,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bummer.
it's just like twice the material I got to read through now.
I know, it's like twice as much information. So, 280 characters in a tweet.
Right. And then it goes out to people who are following you.
Right. But if someone retweets a tweet that you've put out, it goes out to all of their followers.
Right.
And then so on and so forth. Now, it used to be with DMs, when someone would message you, direct message you, they could only DM you if you were following them. Is that still the case?
It is the case, although I get them, but they're in a separate inbox.
Okay. Because it used to be they couldn't DM you at all, but now it's like Instagram where if they
Well, you have to set your settings saying you allow DMs from anybody.
Okay. That's nice because that used to not be a feature. So you'd always get these people that would tweet you and say, can you please let me send you a DM? And that was just kind of weird and annoying. But, okay.
Yeah, it's now a setting. So I let DMs come through, but they always go to a special inbox first in case it gets overwhelming.
And how do you decide who to follow?
I don't follow anybody.
Those.
Well, I take that back. I follow probably a couple. Let me listen,
Ryan Reynolds.
No. It's not that. It's I do follow people. I take that back. I'm following 500 people.
Okay.
I think these are just my friends.
Okay.
Who I just want to see their tweets, and I can tell my friends are following me because they always leave me snide comments on my like Kevin Stecco left a snide comment, and I had to reply. It was something about when you buy a house that's too expensive and you overextend yourself and then you have to work like 80 hours a week at a job that's like a prison.
And then
he made some snide remark, and then I was like, well, you know what's prison? It's spending $40 on a He-Man t-shirt that I don't even wear anymore. He sells t-shirts at outrageous prices.
People buy them. So that's a good, so you sent out your little, you know, pie in the sky tweet about prison. And so Kevin replied to your tweet. Who sees the reply?
Good question. It depends on how he does it.
Okay.
If he adds me in the beginning, then only I see it. If he doesn't, everyone can see it that's on that reply thread.
But do people that follow you, do people that follow you see that if he replies?
That is a good question. I don't know the answer to that. But I do know that people who have liked that thread or whatnot will see it.
And do they get notifications, or is that like another thing you can turn off and on?
That's something you can turn off and on. I have it all off, so I actually don't even know the answer to that question. Yeah.
So what is your – let's talk through – because there's a couple things that I'm curious about. The main one is these Twitter threads, but I want to get to that in a minute.
Right.
Are they called Twitter threads? Is that the right
– They are called Twitter threads,
but
yes.
Before we get to that, let's talk about your strategy, because you did say, I think people are just clicking through my link in my bio – to sign up for the mini course. I don't tweet out about my mini course a lot. And then you told us about these philosophical tweets that you're sending out. So I guess my first question is this, because I truly do love Twitter to troll people, like, and not like troll in a mean way, like troll in a fun, like Wendy's trolling, right? Like Wendy's has like the best.
Oh yeah, Wendy's is so good at it.
They're so good at Twitter. And whoever's running their account is just an absolute genius. But I like being a part of the, like, I will get on Twitter and jump into that. Like, did you see the one where it was like roast me, where they were like roast me, and like Josh Dworkin did it, and like a couple people we knew got on and got roasted. It was quite hilarious.
Is that right? Hilarious. Okay.
So, but then I start thinking, well, you know, that is not my brand. I am not a comedian. I'm not a roaster. I'm not even sarcastic in my brand. I'm very like home ec. This is home decor, you know, very, very one way. And so to me, it's like, well, is that gonna hurt my algorithm, right? It's kind of like TikTok. You got to make videos that are all about the same really type of topic. I can't just go make a video about something else, or it will hurt me.
I mean, you can get away with it in TikTok.
Well, just not all, but like you gotta, it's kind of like the niche, you've got to stay in your brand. But is that the case on Twitter too, or can you kind of have a little more fun there?
No, I think, but it just depends on your followers, right? Like, if you post something that your followers don't want, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so you tweet out philosophical stuff.
I do. First of all, the reason why I got on Twitter, by the way, is because I have a book coming out. And so I just wanted to build up all my platforms.
Yeah.
And then Chase was like, oh, dude, Twitter has to be one of your things.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on with your question. So I tweet out philosophical
How many
stuff.
Tweets do you do a day?
3 a day. And 1 day a week, I actually post a thread. And you were laughing at me earlier for wanting to post a blog post. But a thread is essentially a blog post on Twitter.
Yes. So you do 3 tweets a day. And are they all philosophical?
They are all on brand.
But they're little quips of knowledge.
They're little quips of usually 200 characters.
If you build a house of sand, you will live in the
Chufusa
beach.
Chufusa say, those who work shall prosper.
Follow Steve for his uplifting and motivational mindset tweets. It's kind of
what's ironic about this.
That's not
it's all mindset
are.
Stuff.
I know.
It is mindset, which is stuff I don't like.
I'm surprised you're don't pay for Shopify. Code it yourself.
I mean, there's only so much you can do in 240 characters, right?
So then how often do you tweet out that you have a mini course? Once a week? Once a month?
Okay, so I only tweet out my mini course if there's a tweet that's gone semi-viral.
Interesting.
If it's a dead tweet, I don't do it. And I always do it as a reply to that viral tweet.
Okay.
Because it's already going viral and it's already spreading. That's the best way to proliferate the mini course.
So you reply to your own tweet.
Yeah. But if you just tweet out your mini course by itself, it's not going to do well at all.
Okay.
It's not going to go anywhere.
Or tweet out any product that you're selling.
Yeah. That's just not the way to do it.
Okay. So you put out your philosophical tweets and then someone responds. So let's say it's not Kevin, because I know Kevin's a good friend of yours. You know, Rando replies to your tweet. Are you going to interact? How much does the interaction matter?
I will I check it maybe once a day.
Okay.
And I'll interact with someone if it's a thoughtful question. Mm-hmm. And then the DMs I usually will respond to if it's not a sales email, sales DM. If someone says I'm trying to sell you something or whatever, then I don't respond to those.
Yeah.
But anyone who has a sincere question, I will answer actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. And then... So there is some level of social interaction on there, and then you are replying to DMs.
Correct. I do reply to tweets also. I get a lot of these replies because, just the nature of what I'm tweeting. I get a lot of snide remarks.
Yeah.
I usually don't reply to those unless they're thoughtful snide remarks, actually.
Yeah.
Then I'll reply to those.
I got a snide remark on Instagram yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah,
so what was it?
So I posted a reel of me hosing down some work pants because they were literally
so
dirty.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. It was just I wasn't making a statement. It was just oh, this is really funny, right? You know, and some guy's all you young people complaining about having to work hard when us veterans, blah, blah, blah. And I was dude, I'm 50. I'm a single parent. I own a couple businesses, and I'm renovating my house.
You have seven kids.
I have seven kids, and I renovate my house by myself. So I'm not complaining about working hard. I just think it's funny when you're so dirty that you can't even put your clothes in the washer. But yeah, I just deleted it. I was I'm not in the mood. I'm not in the mood to play your game today.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but you know the people who do reusable diapers, and they just chuck all their stuff in the washer?
Ugh.
It's disgusting, right?
That hose it down. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry for that imagery.
Thanks for ruining everybody's lunch. So responding to people, are you trying to is that where you're trying to build the relationships?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
You're not thinking about it that way.
I don't think about any of that stuff, actually.
Yeah.
It's really just a way for people to communicate and just see what I'm all about. And the threads are actually what grows the account and builds most of the email subs.
Okay, so let's talk about the threads. Because Chase does this. I read Chase's threads every week. He links out to a thread in his email.
Yeah. Oh, he links it out in his email.
Yes.
Yeah, he did tell me.
It's an interesting tactic because... So he sends a weekly email out. He sends a couple emails a week. But in one of the emails that you get from him every week, he says, have you ever thought about changing your abandoned car sequence or something like that? We'll just use that as an example. I figured out a way to XYZ. You can read about it here. And the first time I ever clicked on it, it took me to Twitter. And I was oh, did I click on the wrong link? I was actually confused about it, but because I was half paying attention. And then I read the first tweet and it was here's how you can change your abandoned cart sequence to, improve your click-through rate by 5% or something like that. And then it was this series of tweets that was like literally his piece content. And I was like, that's genius. Because, I mean, I think he's got like 30 plus thousand subscribers on his email list.
Oh, he's got
list.
A lot. Yeah.
So he's sending people to Twitter, which I'm sure is helping his Twitter account. And the content's quality. So
yeah, I never thought about cross-pollinating. You know what's funny about social media is it's always like a one-way street to me. Like I bring people from social to my email, but I've never thought about the opposite direction.
Well, if you think about it, on Twitter it makes sense because you got way more email subscribers than you do Twitter followers. So why not get some of them on? I mean, some of them might have big Twitter accounts or at least important Twitter accounts. Like the people that follow them are really relevant to your brand. So all you need is one or two of those people to retweet something or share something, and then the potential for you to gain a multitude of subscribers or followers on Twitter is really high that then could join the email. It's like a big circle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is pretty smart. I should do that. I think the point of being successful on Twitter is to not be overly promotional. It's like anything else that you do. So like my first tactic of just tweeting out blog posts, I guess that got me like 5,000 followers over 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's just not the
way
to go.
Those were all people that just clicked on the Twitter button on your blog.
Probably. Yeah, probably. I bet that's what it was.
Oh,
I actually removed that button over the years. I used to have tweet buttons and everything.
Yes, tweet this.
Yeah, I put all those back in.
Well, you know, John Acuff, who I think is pretty active on Twitter, is he does in his blog post, I don't know if he still does this, but he did it a couple years ago, he would have these quotes of himself, which now that I'm saying this, it sounds funny, but what he thought were tweetable pieces of content. I think Grant does this as well.
Grant Baldwin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Grant does this, where it would be like a block, like an image block in the blog post, and it would have like the little quote marks. It was all graphic, and it would have the quote that he wanted, and then it would say like, tweet this. And when you clicked on it, it automatically opened up Twitter, and you could just hit and it would like pre-populate the text or whatever, and it would go to tweet it.
Interesting. So that's like your own quote. You're having other people tweet you.
Yeah, which people tweet out quotes all the time from other people. Like, oh, love that, you know, Gary Vee said XYZ or something like that. So basically, it was just pre-populating it for people to share. It's just like when you had the share button, but it was that specific quote versus just the link to the blog post.
Yeah. You know what? With Twitter, it's just getting your content out there and getting mindshare once again.
Yeah.
On a completely different platform. The only problem I have with it is that you have to tweet multiple times a day. Because if you've never used Twitter before, like it's just this constant stream, and the chances of any one follower seeing it is like very, very minuscule.
Yeah.
Because I only check it one time a day, and if that person's not tweeting at around that time, I'm gonna miss that tweet. Right.
So let's
So
let's talk about, you know, this whole three times a day, which is killing you. Do you use a Twitter scheduler?
Yes, you have to use a scheduler.
Oh, so you're not actually tweeting three times a day. You're scheduling tweets.
Well, yeah. Yes, sure. Yes.
So you're not even having.
You know, I think it's just this mental thing I have with having to do anything three times. Like
how do Twitter you eat? Something you... How do you eat? Are you like, oh my God, it's lunch.
Twitter is something you have to do daily. I like stuff where you do the work once and then that's it. You're done. Like that's why I love everything related to Google and YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. Right? So let's talk about the scheduler you use.
I use TweetHunter.
TweetHunter.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
TweetHunter will actually list all the popular tweets in your genre. Mm-hmm. And then you can just take a tweet that you see that's popular already and then make it your own. So it makes the process faster.
What do you mean make it your own?
So for example, if the most popular tweet is the five most popular email platforms that I personally use, let's say that was a top tweet by somebody else, I would turn that into five of my favorite e-commerce platforms. It's just a way to get ideas.
Okay.
And then I would list my five favorite.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's like writing a blog post. You have this empty slate of 280 characters and you have to fill it with something profound and interesting, right? But chances are, like, if you have this whole list of stuff that's already working, you can just take something and massage it. And that's what has made this palatable for me.
Is there a limit to, like, so you put all your tweets into Tweet Hunter, scheduling them out. Do you always schedule them out? Are you always like 6, noon, 6, or 9, 3, 9?
You just
9?
Pump out enough for the week.
Yeah, but like, you do you always tweet at the same exact time, or do you mix that up too? Or does it like Tweet
it's
Hunter?
It's the same time. So you, what, you set when you want to tweet, and then you just add it to the queue, and it just automatically goes.
So there's no like algorithm in there that tells you like this is when your tweets do better?
There is an algorithm. I don't necessarily look at it because it's
okay.
Yeah. I mean, you do it like once and it says, okay, these are the best times to tweet. And then you just set the schedule and then.
Well, because like for Tailwind with Pinterest, like it plugs in your pins when it's the best time. Like it does it automatically. You just say like, put it in the next slot, put it in the next slot, and it does it auto.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah. And you also have to remember that people are reading your tweets all over the world. So if you just tweet in U.S. time, like some people like overseas won't ever see it or have a chance to see it.
Okay, so
let's go
back to the Twitter threads, because those are the ones that's what I find most interesting about Twitter, because that didn't always exist.
I think it always existed. It's just
no. Right? What mean, you'd have to do is be together. Like you'd be like you tweet something and then you're like parentheses C O N T parentheses and then you'd be like tweet two. Blah, 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 and then you'd have to put continued, and then you put tweet three. Like, you'd have to do it like that.
It I guess all... I wasn't around. I wasn't, like, a serious user.
I mean, that's early. That's then. Early days, but...
Yeah.
But people would do that, especially if they were angry about stuff. They'd be like, da-da-da-da-da, continued, da-da-da-da, continued, da-da-da-da, continued. So, yeah.
So, a Twitter thread is essentially just, like, a bunch of tweets that are strung together and kind of connected.
Is that like a setting thread. In Twitter? Because I haven't even looked.
No. It's not a setting. You just do it.
But how does it know that it's in the same thread?
You just hit reply to it or whatnot, and it just goes under the same thing. You're just like replying to your own thread, essentially.
And you can schedule those out as well?
You can schedule those out, yes. Otherwise, I would die. I don't know how those people do it on Instagram where they're posting like 7 times a day. Like, I would just seriously
That's
die.
That's all they
like,
do. That's all they do.
I mean, how do people do? No, they do more than that. I mean, how can you even?
Yeah, they
you need
their
like a full time
put
person.
On Instagram.
Right, you need photo. Like at least with Twitter, it's just words. That's what I like about it.
Yeah. Now you can put pictures on Twitter, right?
You can, but you don't have to, and it's not. Mm-hmm. Most people don't. Okay. Whereas on Instagram, you have to.
Yes.
Have some sort of photo. TikTok, you have to have some sort of video.
Right.
I mean, you have to have video, obviously. Yeah. That's why Twitter is probably like the lowest barrier to entry social media platform.
I think there is. So if someone was just getting started on Twitter, like they don't have an account, what would you suggest they do to get started?
Well, I would just hint to my husband to and hope that he puts together one.
Yes,
and,
put together. Yeah. So like for you, I mean, your topic is business, entrepreneurship. If you are a, let's just say you're a lifestyle blogger, because that's what I am.
Yep.
And would you be like, am I tweeting out lifestyle quotes? Am I tweeting out, you know, funny things about my kids? Am I like, what's the strategy if you're not in the business space?
Just tweet out anything that's funny or interesting.
Yeah.
Like you have tons of that stuff. Like your life.
Yeah, my life
is much more interesting than mine because there's always stuff happening.
Yeah.
And you
like
should,
I was
you
thinking I should
this.
Be tweeting out all my DIY stuff because people love I've gotten a bunch of messages actually in the past couple days because I'm redoing my kitchen right now that people are like, I love to watch this. And it's funny to me because I'm like, I'm in a personal hell, but I'm glad
but you
that
love
you,
that hell. See, so
I don't like the dust is what bothers me. Okay. Everything else is fine. I like doing the work. But people really get into following projects of other people, which I understand because I like watching other people do things.
I mean, hell, I watch your stuff. I find it interesting, and I'm not into that at all.
Yeah. You're like, I will never pick up a hammer.
Like, your kitchen gave me, like, heart palpitations.
Yeah, it gave it me, too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
That's just from all the exposed electric wires. That's why you're getting them. You needed to come see me while you were in Orlando and fix my electric. I mean,
hopefully I'll see your house in September.
Yes.
When it's done.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. When it will be 99% done. Yeah. Okay, so that's actually, you bring up a really good point right there. So, you know, we're getting on Twitter. We're starting to put out interesting content. You know, we're not being overly promotional. We don't have to worry about photos, which is amazing. I think I would probably do a lot of photos.
You would do a photo, yeah. Yeah. Or even a video.
Yeah. But, you know, here you and I are in September going to FinCon, which is, we talked about this at the, I think the beginning, maybe this episode?
Might have been the last episode.
Yeah, I don't know what we recorded today. So that was another way that I used to use Twitter is that, you know, usually FinCon or any event will have a hashtag, right? FinCon 22 or whatever. I don't know what that is. Don't follow that. I don't know if that's their hashtag. But I would use it back in the day to meet people before I would go to an event. So I would, I don't know if you can do this now, but you can you used to be able to follow hashtags. And I used to use TweetDeck.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they had like a weird black interface, but other than that, I liked it. But you could set up columns where you would like, you could put people into groups where I'm like, these are all the people that like blog about this and I wanted to follow them. And so I would only see their tweets in these columns on TweetDeck. But one of the things you could follow was you could do a column of hashtags. So if I was going to, let's just say, blog her, because that was a big blog event, and there were thousands of people going. So it was like, there's no way that I even knew 20 people there. I would follow all the blog her 09 hashtag, and then I would start connecting with people before the event. And then when I showed up at this conference of 2,000 bloggers, of which I knew hardly any people, I could say like, hey, let's meet at the rotunda or the fountain in the center of the hotel or whatever. And I actually, it's funny, I still chat on Instagram with some of the people that I met on Twitter in 2009. Like, we met one time in person at the conference, and it wasn't even like we had like a lot of aligning business stuff. It was just, I was like, oh, that was a really nice person. We still chat regularly on social media. So are you going to be doing that for FinCon? You know, would you recommend it for people?
I've never, you're much more social than I am. In fact, I remember you got the attention of a speaker once by tweeting them.
Yes, we were sitting in a session.
Yeah, we were sitting in a session. You did this tweet. You're better at that. Like, my motivations for Twitter are different.
Yeah.
Yeah, my motivations are just to get my brand out there. Yeah. And then if people have questions, I can, you know, target them one-on-one. But I'm probably not the type of person to send out like a group tweet and say, hey, let's meet at the rotunda.
Not group tweet.
What's so funny?
I have visions where you're like, let's have a picnic. And you show up with like a basket of cheese and wine. No, I meant more about looking at that hashtag thread and seeing who else is like, so I would scan the thread and I would say, who on this thread do I want to meet? Right?
Interesting.
Like who is tweeting about blog her that is someone that I would like to connect with? So it's like a super easy way to like, and of course they have to be tweeting, but back then everyone was tweeting, you know, if you were going to one of these events, because that was the only place you could put it on social media. And I would then immediately follow those people, right? And I would put like something in my profile if I was coming up to an event, like going to Blogger09, see you there, something like that in my profile. And then I would obviously tweet a little bit too, so it made about the event. So it, like, obviously I was going to go there. And I would follow them, and then I would retweet something that they put or respond to a tweet or just, you know, tweet at them or I would promote something of theirs. Like if they had like, oh, love this, like, you know, applesauce recipe, whatever. And so by the time I got to the event, I already had people that I knew basically from Twitter. Well, think about this. I met Andrea on Twitter.
I did not know that. See, yes. These are applications of Twitter that you use that I don't use. And it's great, actually.
I mean, this is like literally my best friend and someone that I did a conference with for however many 8 years. We met on Twitter. We met because I was on Twitter complaining that there weren't any conferences that taught bloggers how to make money. And she like retweeted my tweet and we connected. And that was that.
Well, okay. So if there's someone that you want to meet, I actually do this.
Yeah.
The way I do it is I just respond to their tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't DM. I just reply to their tweets until they go, hey, who's this Asian guy who keeps responding to my
who's
stuff?
Who's harassing me?
And so the people I want to actually meet are the people who I follow for the most part. Yeah. By the way, you mentioned about what the Twitter strategy is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and I don't know if this applies to everybody or all the niches, but like I have story tweets where I talk about stuff, just stories that happen to me. I have credibility tweets that are kind of like bragging tweets, which feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it establishes authority. And then I have ones where, like, you just ask a question and just see who replies. Mm-hmm. Those tweets actually do well because people are engaging.
Yep.
And then finally, I have the threads. And then I mentioned I use it to get email subs. Like, if any of those have gone viral, then I'll just throw in a 6-day mini course or whatever to get people to sign up. What I love about Twitter also is that the exact same content can be posted on your Facebook page as well.
Interesting. Okay.
So literally, I've just cut and pasted my tweets into a scheduler tool for Facebook pages. And lo and behold, the same behavior happens, except it's better on Facebook because you can post a link as well. Like, the engagement's not as good because maybe it's because my page was dead for a long time. But since I started doing it, my engagement on my Facebook page is way up. And especially the threads do well, just like they do on Twitter also on your Facebook page.
Okay.
And you don't have to wait. You can just post the link right away. Although it's probably better to wait because on Facebook, mm-hmm. if they see a link, it kind of nerfs the reach. So again, if someone asks a question, you can just post it in the comments of your Facebook post as well. So this is the other reason why I can justify this in my head, the time, because all this stuff is repurposable. The tweets can also be repurposed into TikToks also. So if you put together a Twitter thread, it's concise, right? You can turn that into a short video by almost reading that Twitter thread on mm-hmm. TikTok.
Interesting. Okay.
So this is why I like it. It's repurposable. Like, even though it's 3 times a day, I don't feel like it's necessarily a waste because it can be reused for a bunch of different things. Instagram, actually. You're the one who told me to do it on Instagram, too. And those actually get pretty decent engagement.
Yeah. So I think if you're listening to this and you're a Twitter and you've relapsed, or, you know, you've lapsed, you haven't relapsed, you've lapsed on Twitter, like me, or you haven't ever tried Twitter, you've convinced me to give it a try. I'm getting ready.
What do you mean? You have 10,000 followers or something? I mean, like, you're a power user. 20,000. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm getting ready to go on a very interesting road trip. So maybe I will put that content on Twitter. I think it might do well.
I think it would do well.
Yeah.
Especially if you like pictures of you on the bike too. Mm-hmm. Those always do well, right? Do they?
Yeah. Well, yeah. A female on a motorcycle is never a bad idea.
And then you
idea.
Can do the helmet thing where you take it off and you do the...
Yeah. Yes.
You
know, Unfortunately, the helmet is exceptionally tight on your head, so that doesn't actually work that way. Those videos, they're wearing someone else's helmet.
Oh, is that for sure?
If your helmet comes off that easily, it would come off in an accident. So you want your helmet to, like, squeeze your... Not squeeze it, but, like, it needs to be tight on your face.
Oh, so those are all staged?
Me taking off a helmet is like... Okay, there we go. And then you got, like, marks on your forehead from the helmet and stuff, so.
Oh, you just ruined it for me.
I know. Sorry, I ruined your motorcycle fantasy. No, but I think everything that we've talked about today, and since you're using Tweet Hunter, to me that seems, it makes it a lot easier.
It does, because it just helps to see what's working already. I mean, that
well,
was
no,
actually
it makes
my
it
other
easier that you can schedule it.
Well, that too.
I would say. Yeah.
That too. But, like, I think for most people, they might have problems coming up with ideas, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not everyone is always fixing up their house or has,
right.
you know, goes on these crazy trips. If you need ideas, that's, like, the best way to do it.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and I think, too, like, with FinCon coming up, I am speaking there. You know, the only reason why I applied to speak is because I think it would be good for the businesses, right? I mean, also, I like the community, but there's obviously an ulterior motive there is get that, you know, get out there. So I think that, you know, engaging with people on Twitter, tweeting out stuff before FinCon with the FinCon hashtag or any event that you're going to. I mean, FinCon is just the one that we happen to be going to in the next couple months, but is a really good way to connect with people. And I'm actually thinking, like, should we be tweeting out stuff for Seller Summit? You know, like,
actually, that's on my list.
Yeah.
As soon as we find that venue and stuff, I'll just insert it into my regular, you know, stream.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just have, like, a whole bunch of threads on, like, the benefits of going to an event or something.
Yeah.
Probably do it closer to the actual event. Yeah. You know, but yeah, that's definitely on my list.
Because back when I did my blogging event, we actually only promoted it on Twitter.
That's nuts.
Yeah, because that's all there was.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it still works.
It does, yeah. But it's funny to me that I sort of, you know, I think in my business when Facebook and Pinterest came along, that they just had such a huge impact on my traffic and subscribers and things like that, that like I had to cut something in Twitter. You know, Twitter wasn't helping me gain readers. It was helping me gain connections. And I felt at that point I had a lot of connections. So it wasn't like, oh, I need to keep going down that route. But now I'm realizing that I don't think you should ever leave that route.
Well, no, I think what happened was, and we lived through the same period, Facebook like took over, right?
Yeah.
Because like the reach, free reach on Facebook was amazing when it first came out. It like made Twitter, it put Twitter to shame. So I think everyone migrated over. But these days, Instagram, Facebook reach sucks.
Yes.
Unless you're doing reels.
Yeah.
But I think putting together a video is a lot more work than putting together a tweet that's 280 characters. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. Now, for more information about this episode, go to profitableaudience.com/podcast, where we list all of the tools and resources mentioned in our show notes.
And if you enjoyed listening to this episode, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. When you write us a review, it not only makes our day, but it helps keep this podcast up in the ranks so other people can use this information, find the show more easily, and get some awesome business advice.
Leaving a review is by far the best way to support the show. And please tell your friends, because the greatest compliment that you can give us is to provide a referral to someone else, either in person or to share it on the web.
And if you're interested in building your own profitable audience, subscribe to our free 6-day mini course, where we walk you through the exact steps needed to find your niche, build a website, grab email subscribers, and monetize your content. You can sign up at profitableaudience.com/free.
Thanks for listening.